Now let's go back to connecting. Human beings, we are all the same, okay? We have our different quirks, we look different, we act different, we dress different, whatever. But we all have something in common. The thing you want to do is start finding what you have in common with this person, commonalities. Sometimes it's very obvious. Sometimes it's not. I can find something in common with just about anyone. You know, I usually start by asking them what they do for a living. And most people haven't been in the art business, but they do something that I know someone that does. Or if I don't know anything about it, then that's interesting to me. I ask them, well, what does that do? You know? And so as we talk, we try to find things that are common and in bond, because that starts to begin that bond that gives you commonalities. Express an interest in their life and ask more questions, all right? If they say, I'm a teacher, don't just move to the next question. Oh, really? What is it you teach? How long have you been teaching? What do you like about that? If there were a couple of things you didn't like about teaching, what would they be? Express interest in their lives, okay? Do you want to work with somebody who's not really interested in you? To build a large organization, to bring people into your business, you're going to have to be interested in them or they don't want to work with you. The person that sponsored you, did you sign up in the business really because of the company, or was it the person that sponsored you? Now, there's a few that'll be the company. This gentleman, it was the products, but the majority of people, it'll be the person. Now, as the relationship develops, I'm looking for what's painful in their life, because people will usually tell you, I'm happy, I love everything I do, blah, blah. You don't know what's churning on inside of them. We all wear this mask, okay? You want to get through that mask down into finding out what's really wrong, and not just so that you know, but so that they bring it up. It reminds them of why they might be interested in doing something different and changing their lives, because people resist change. They don't want to change. You have to remind them why they want to change. They have to think about that and go from there. Do you feel a connection? If you're really connecting with somebody, you feel it. This is not an intellectual thing. You feel the connection. If you're really in your flow and your intuition, you can feel when you're connecting. If you don't feel it, you're not. Again, it's not the product, it's not the company, it's not the opportunity. It's people to people come first. So I just asked you, how many people signed up because of the person? The majority of people that I bring into my business tell me, I didn't really care that much about the product of the company, the compensation plan. It was you. I wanted to work with you. That's where you want to be. When they tell you that, you know you're becoming the leader that you need to be. So what's it all about gaining trust? 99% of the people I sign up in the business, I've never met in person. I've called them and talked to them on the phone once or twice, and they give me their credit card and let me charge $2,000 on there. They have to have trust in me or they wouldn't let me do that, right? So you've got to gain trust. Now, obviously, you are going to have to be an honest, ethical person, or people can feel that and hear that. So you need to gain the trust. How do you do this? Okay. Make sure that they understand from the beginning that this is an ongoing relationship. You're going to have to assist them. You're going to have to work with them. You're going to build them, help them grow, etc. So make sure they understand from the very beginning that that's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to be for them. And see, a couple of people said they were fearful of responsibility. And I understand this. And that's why you're not signing somebody up. Because you know, and you've been told, that the very minute you bring someone into the business, you're a leader. Oh, I can't be a leader. I don't want to be a leader. Okay, that's what you're thinking. So you don't sign anyone up. Because, again, you're fearful. You're afraid of the responsibility. Well, as Jeff said, you don't have the responsibility of that person's success or failure. You have the responsibility to teach them and give them what knowledge you have gained. And that will assist them in their lives. It may not always assist them to go to the top of your company, but they will learn something from you that will benefit them in their lives, I promise you, whether they stay with the business or not. You've given them something, and that's what this is about, is passing it on, giving it more, paying it forward. That's what your job is to pay it forward. Explain the process. Now, this does not mean a lot of detail, okay? The worst thing you can do is give somebody too much detail, overwhelm them with information, and feel that they have to know everything to be able to even get started. But I will explain a process. This is how I do it. I say, well, let me give you a little scenario, John. Let's say that we get you started. You decide you want to sign up with me tonight. Then what we'll do is I'm going to take 2 or 3 minutes to take down your information. Then I'm going to get all your websites up and hosted. And then I'm going to schedule a time tomorrow that we can get back together for 30 minutes to an hour with you that we can do what I call a turnaround training, a new rep training, where I'm going to give you the step-by-step. And then we're going to begin to talk to people together. Now, you know, John, I'm going to be on the phone with you every step of the way. I will actually be doing the talking while you're listening in the beginning so that you can learn. That's what I mean by explaining the process. Now, a couple of things I was doing along there was, of course, I'm easing their fears. Because people's biggest fear is that you're going to sign them up and just throw them out to the wolves. So you're gaining their trust. They're knowing that you're there for them all the way. And they're not feeling like I have to understand everything. Explain your system. Either your company, your upline, or you have created a system that makes it easy for people to prospect. And there are a lot of ways and systems that will enable you to get leads, to present the business to people, and so forth. Have a system and make it simple. Remember, you could be the best network marketer in the world, but it has to be something that a brand new person can do. So you need a simple process, a simple system. Show your person how simple that is. Use we will phrases. This is called the assumptive close. Again, it's assumptive and it's also partnership. We, okay? So everything I say we will be, we are going to. This will be what we're doing.